Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Oh, baby, what's happened to you? All pent up in the penthouse. Cocktails all ready to shake. The dinner's untasted. The evening's been wasted. Is this your idea of a break, huh? I keep phoning your apartment. Keep on getting no reply. How long must I wait while you celebrate with some other lucky guy? All pent up in a penthouse. By midnight, if you don't arrive, I'll rush to the window and I'll throw the table, the dinner, the cocktails, the office, and maybe myself right down to the sidewalk and turn left on Riverside Drive. Send me on out there. That's the light tickle.
That was Fats Waller, pent up in a penthouse, waiting for his lady friend from 1938. That was written by Thomas Connor and Clarence Williams and recorded by Fats along with his group called the Continental Rhythm. And he was actually on the continent when he recorded that in, over in Europe, I guess, not quite on the continental Europe, but he was in London at the Abbey Road Studios that were owned by EMI. And that was recorded on the 21st of August, 1938. And they sounded as Fats and his friends always do, as if they were having a lot of fun. Well, they start off this morning's show, and we're going to be featuring a combination that we frequently have of... we don't have the combination frequently, but we have the two different forms frequently on the show. I'll get to what I'm trying to say in a minute. Small jazz groups and singers. And because we usually hear our singers, well, frequently with the larger orchestras. But today, I think pretty well everybody's got a smaller group with them. And frequently, well, not frequently, but I think three or four of our recordings today have one of the musicians doing the singing. And we just heard from one of them, and that was Fats Waller, that great showman from days gone by. Well, we're going to move now to 1941, actually to September the 16th. And this was a session led by Teddy Wilson and his sextet, featuring the lovely voice of Lena Horne. I believe they only made 3 recordings in that session, and I'm not sure that they ever actually recorded again with Lena Horne, but it's a beautiful combination. In the sextet is Teddy on piano and Emmett Berry on trumpet, Benny Morton on trombone, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Johnny Williams on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. And they're going to bring us a number written by Edward Heyman and Johnny Green called Out of Nowhere, and that's from 1941. And then to one of the most beautiful trumpets in the 20th century, and that is the one played by Chet Baker. He's joined by Russ Freeman and the quartet, Russ, of course, on piano. Chet often sang when he wasn't actually playing his trumpet, so we get 2 for the price of 1, and he had a delightful voice, very gentle voice. They're going to bring us a number called It's Always You, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, and that's from 1956. And then back to the UK, to a singer who was getting started there. She would go on to have a very long career in the States, but she's still in Britain at the time, and that's Beryl Davis. And she's in the studio in this particular session with a very famous group, the Hot Club of France, or actually Stefan Grappelli and his quintet, featuring a young George Shearing on piano, and he, of course, would go on to become a jazz legend in his own right. They're going to bring us the number Star Eyes, written by Don Ray and Jean DePaul. And we'll start off with Teddy Wilson and Friends and Lena Horne with Out of Nowhere. Thank you.
whenever it's early twilight, I watch till the star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see, it's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do. Funny, it's not a rose I touch, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you. It's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you.
As stars in April skies are, tell me someday you'll fulfill their promise of a thrill. Star eyes, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise, let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores the loveliness of yours. I've felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow? Makes no difference where you are. Your eyes still hold my wishing star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely they are. content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt the stardust in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's me for whom those eyes glow? Makes no difference where you are, your eyes still hold my wishing star. Oh, star eyes, how lovely they are, how lovely they are, my star eyes.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening to singers accompanied by smaller groups this morning. Just heard from Beryl Davis from 1943 with Stefan Grappelli and George Shearing. Lovely tune, Star Eyes. Before Beryl, we heard from Chet Baker with Russ Freeman, 1956. Chet singing and playing that wonderful trumpet of his. And they brought us It's Always You. And we started off with Teddy Wilson and his sextet, with Lena Horne, one of three fairly rare recordings made in 1941. Out of Nowhere, they brought us. Well, we're going to carry on with our groups and singers. And as I mentioned, as we've already heard twice, I believe, in some cases, one of the musicians is also providing the singing. And we're going to hear that in our next recording. A very frequent visitor to the show, Jonah Jones. Oh, just a wonderful trumpeter from way back. I don't know quite when he started, probably in the 1930s. Or maybe the 20s, but he went on and had a very long career. We'll hear him from 1957 with his quartet. And they're going to bring us a jazz standard that has been recorded by so many different artists in so many different versions. And it was written by Joe Primrose, and it's called the St. James Infirmary Blues. And Jonah, we'll hear his trumpet, and we'll also hear his singing. And then we're going to go to 1936 to Mildred Bailey, another very welcome visitor to the show. Just a lovely swing singer from the 1930s. And she had that just marvelous, easy, relaxed style. And she sang with most of the great artists or jazz musicians of the day. And we're going to hear her again. We're going to hear from Teddy Wilson. Also Ziggy Elman on trumpet. And we'll hear Artie Shaw on clarinet. And I believe Ben Webster's on tenor sax. Well, they're going to bring us a number written by Edward Heyman and Abner Silver called For Sentimental Reasons. And then to 1937, to a young singer who was starting out. He was doing concerts, doing a lot of radio work, and he would go on to have a wonderful career in the 30s and 40s. And that's Buddy Clark, just that lovely, rich, relaxed voice. And he's performing on this one with a small group led by alto sax player Johnny Hodges, who also had a very rich and wonderful tone, one of the great musicians of the century. They're going to bring us the number A Sailboat in the Moonlight, written by John Jacob Loeb and Carmen Lombardo. And we'll hear now from Jonah Jones, the St. James Infirmary Blues.
Yeah. I went down, down to St. James Infirmary. Saw my baby laying there. She was stressed out on a long white table. So sweet, so cool, so fair. Let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, she can search this whole wide world over, but she'll never find another sweet man like me. When I die, put on my straight last shoes, bury me in a box back coat and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so the boys will know I died standing pat. Give me six crap shooting pallbearers. Let a chorus girl sing me a song. Put a red hot jazz band at the top of my head so we can raise hallelujah as we go along. Now, folks, now that you have heard my story, now that you have heard my song, say, bartender, give me another shot of that booze, 'cause I got those St. James Infirmary blues.
share.
Thank you.
Buddy Clark from 1937, A Sailboat in the Moonlight. And although he was just getting going, you can hear that wonderful phrasing. Just had a very, very nice style, and very well respected he was too by his musicians who worked with him, including those on this particular session, Johnny Hodges on alto sax. I believe it was Cootie Williams on trumpet, and that might have been Barney Bigard on clarinet, written by Carmen Lombardo and John Jacob Loeb. Before that, Mildred Bailey and Friends, For Sentimental Reasons, from 1936. And we started out with Jonah Jones from 1957 with the jazz classic St. James Infirmary Blues.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
The 2019 CHUO card gives you access to exclusive deals at 44 local businesses and over 50 locations around the Ottawa-Gatineau region. Get discounts at 27 spots never before seen on the card, like the Art House Cafe, Smudge Beauty Bar, Octopus Books, Compact Music, Live on Elgin, and many more friends old and new. Flaunt your love of community radio and get rewarded at the coolest cafes, music stores, bookstores, and local businesses all over town. Visit chuo.fm/card to get yours.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. As I've been mentioning, we're listening to small jazz groups this morning, joined by singers. And our next group is well known. One of our native sons, Oscar Peterson, and his trio are joined by John Poole on drums. And the singer is the lovely lady Anita O'Day from 1957. The song's written by Vernon Duke and John Latouche, and Anita and Oscar and Friends are going to bring us Taking a Chance on Love. Well, we seem to have included Teddy Wilson on a fair number of our recordings this morning. I don't know how that happens, except he's just such a wonderful pianist. And he appeared on so many different recordings featuring the small jazz groups in the 30s and 40s, so you're likely to find him on a great many of them. Well, this is from 1940, and he's joined by a young singer who was with the Goodman Orchestra back in the mid-30s, and she was with the Benny Goodman's Orchestra for a couple of years, and then in her early 20s, she retired from music for a while, but she drifted back and sang with some of the smaller groups, including making several recordings with Teddy Wilson and Friends. They're going to bring us a lovely rendition of the George and Ira Gershwin song, Embraceable You. And then to 1947, to another lovely lady, Maxine Sullivan. And she just had a beautiful, light, sweet voice. And just a lovely delivery. She's going to bring us a Gershwin tune, this time with words by Dubose Hayward. I think you'll recognize this tune, who is featured in the musical Porgy and Bess, and it has been recorded by so many different artists. I do like Maxine's version of the tune, Summertime. And she's joined by the Ellis Larkin Trio, Ellis being on piano. And we'll start off with Anita O'Day and the Oscar Peterson Trio, Taking a Chance on Love.
Here I go again, I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Taking a chance on love. Taking a chance on love. I never dreamed in my slumbers, and bets were taboo. But now I'm playing the numbers on a little dream for two. Ba-do-do-do-do-do-do, taking a chance on love, taking a chance, one chance, taking a chance on love.
jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby.
Clear perspective on independent music from Canada and around the world with No Filter on CHUO 89.1 FM. Every Monday at 3 p.m., you can hear awesome new music, get a preview of our city's hottest upcoming shows, and hear from the artists making headlines here in Ottawa and across the country. Focus in on No Filter every Monday at 3 p.m., only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we've been listening to, well, from I think 1930s through to the 1950s is our time frame this morning. Smaller jazz groups, along with a small selection of the singers who sang with them from time to time. We just heard Maxine Sullivan from 1947 with the classic Summertime, George Gershwin and Dubose Hayward. I don't know how many artists have recorded that song over the years, both in instrumental version and with the lyrics, and it certainly stood the test of time. It's a very, very evocative sound. Before that, Embraceable You from 1940, Teddy Wilson and Helen Ward. George and Ira Gershwin wrote that tune, and what a beautiful song that is. And we heard from Anita O'Day with the Oscar Peterson Trio from 1957, and they brought us Taking a Chance on Love. We're going to carry on with, we have a few more recordings for you this morning, and our next recording is taken from 1944. It was featured in the musical The Seven Lively Arts that was released that year, and it's written by Cole Porter, who wrote so many musicals. And it's got to rank, I think, as one of the loveliest of the Cole Porter numbers. It's called Every Time We Say Goodbye, and it has a very wistful quality to it, and major and minor keys. I'm not quite sure. It's certainly, I think that's a line in the song, but you can maybe get a sense of what Cole Porter was trying to do with that. As I said, Benny Goodman and his quintet are going to bring it to us this morning. And he's accompanied by, dare I say it again, Teddy Wilson on piano and Red Norvo on vibraphone. And we'll hear the words brought to us by Peggy Mann. And that'll be every time we say goodbye. And we'll stay in that year, and we're going to move over to the Commodore label, one of the great independent jazz labels that is responsible for so much wonderful jazz. I believe it started up in the 1938 and went on, well, at least into the 1950s. And I think just about everybody was in its studios from time to time in various formations. Well, they're going to bring us this morning's recording, they being Eddie Haywood, a wonderful pianist and friends, along with a name that is very, very familiar to modern audiences, Billie Holiday, one of the great jazz legends of her time. They're going to bring us a lovely tune, Lover Come Back to Me, written by Oscar Hammerstein and Sigmund Romberg. And it was introduced in the stage operetta, The New Moon, I believe by Jeanette MacDonald, and that was in 1928. And we'll hear now from Benny Goodman, his quintet, and Peggy Mann, Every Time We Say Goodbye.
Say goodbye. was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I walk along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. To me, when I remember every little thing you used to do, I grow lonely. Every road I walk along, I walk along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart, lover, come back to me.
Billie Holiday with Lover, Come Back to Me from 1944. Well, we're almost at the end of the program today, and I hope you enjoyed our music from, the 1930s through to the 1950s. And please stay with us. Randy's coming up with 2 hours of fantastic jazz for you in another three or four minutes. And do please join me again next week for more songs from the old days. We have one more singer-musician for you this morning from 1950. We're going to hear Nat King Cole and his trio with the song "Deed I Do."
I want you, oh my, do I, honey, did I do? Do I need you, oh my, do I, honey, did I do? I'm glad that I'm the one who found. That's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey, did I do? That's why I'm always hanging round you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I? Honey, did I?